This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The cabinet has approved the opening of 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas, KVs, across the country and the expansion of the existing Kendriya Vidyalaya in Shivamoga, Karnataka, by adding two additional sections in all the classes. The total estimated requirement of funds is 5,872.08 crore rupees. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi this evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the opening of these new KVs will provide an opportunity for around 82,560 students to receive affordable, high-quality education across the nation. This decision will lead to the creation of 5,388 regular posts. The minister also announced that 28 new Navoday Vidyalayas will be opened in the uncovered districts of the country under the Navoday Vidyalay scheme. This will benefit over 15,680 students and lead to the creation of 1,316 regular posts. The approved amount for the creation of the new Navoday Vidyalayas is 2,360 crore rupees. The cabinet also approved the Ritala-Kundli corridor of the Delhi Metro Phase 4 project, consisting of 26.463 kilometers. Mr. Vaishnav said it will further enhance connectivity between the national capital and neighboring Haryana. It is scheduled to be completed in 4 years from the date of its sanction. Mr. Vaishnav said that with this, Delhi Metro will become one of the largest metro networks in the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Northeast holds immense potential to propel the country's growth. He added that the 21st century belongs to the East, to the Asia and to India. Mr. Modi underscored that several Northeastern cities have huge potential similar to other big cities in the country. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Highlighting the importance of the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav, Mr. Modi said this is the first and unique event which will open huge investment opportunities in the Northeastern states. He added that the government is connecting the Northeast with the trinity of emotion, economy and ecology. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today assured that the government will fix the minimum support price at more than 50% of the production cost and also procure the produce from farmers. During question hour in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Chauhan emphasized that Congress had previously denied farmers the minimum support price for their crops. He highlighted that in contrast, the central government has consistently increased the MSP over the last decade. The agriculture minister also noted that there has been an unprecedented increase in the budget allocation for agriculture. He added recently a substantial subsidy of 1,94,000 crore rupees was allocated to farmers. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has said that his ministry supports and promotes adoption of emerging technologies in the broadcasting sector by issuing appropriate policy directions from time to time. He said Prasar Bharati continuously upgrades the Akashwani and Doordarshan networks by adopting emerging technologies in broadcasting sector like digitalization of network and upgradation to latest equipment. Both houses of parliament were adjourned till Monday following uproar on different issues today. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned after a ruckus by the Treasury bench members on the issue of the cash row, while the Lok Sabha was adjourned amidst protests by opposition members on BJP MP Nishikant Dubey's allegation against leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi and other Congress leaders. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today launched the PM eVidya DTH 24/7 channel for Indian Sign Language ISL in New Delhi. According to the ministry, the channel is devoted to the promotion of Indian Sign Language and has been conceptualized to promote ISL as a language and a subject. India Under-19 cricket team has stormed into the final of the Men's Under-19 Asia Cup in Dubai. India beat Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the semi-final, chasing down 174-run target in just 21.4 overs. Vaibhav Suryavanshi was the highest scorer with 67 runs of 36 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.